it was quiet. And, you know, but people went along, were going about their business. I mean, I was struck by how there were many, many less cars in the streets, but there was still a street sweeper out, you know, cleaning the streets, doing his business. People were in the hotel there, even though we thought that perhaps people weren't going to be reporting in today. There was the staff was there and doing their jobs, and people seemed to be going about their business, but with a heightened sense of security and fear. I mean, I can tell you, we just passed through the last toll booth as we're leaving France, and there was a guard there. You know, there was a military guy there with a rifle, and we also saw a car being checked. And so I think there's going to be a lot more of that, and we'll see what happens when we're going to be crossing the border soon. We're going to be able to get out, even though they've closed the borders. But it'll be an interesting thing to see how that's all handled.
What's the mood of the people on the bus that you're on right now? Is it mostly tourists that you're with?
Oh yeah, I'm with a Viking River cruise, so yes, for all tourists. Some people didn't even know what happened until this morning because they didn't watch TV last night. Some people knew and were a little shaken up. I mean, we were a little shaken up by the whole thing. You know, I honestly, since 9/11, I've been very reticent to leave the country, and this is why. And thankfully, you know, we're fine. But there are over 125 people who aren't.